Yellow Barty, you've reached Why Not, and this is our comment tape number 10. Yes, number 10. We're up to that great big number 10 now. Issued for the 1st of August, 1979, and we'd like to say a couple things. We are coming out with a rare edition of the newsletter. If you haven't got your subscription in, please do so now. Or also, this month's edition is out hot off the press, and you can also pick that up. Anything else? No, I think we're just going to let you hear a little bit more of Tijuana Taxi, and then we're going to get right into the comment tape. We're going to have a half hour of fun, 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 mainly because we couldn't find a shorter tape this week. And unfortunately, I had to play more Herb Alpert, but we're running out of other stuff, so a little Tijuana Taxi, and then on to the comment tape.
Hello, I'm a Jenny Tarzana here, and I want to leave a comment about pot. I think pot is stupid because there are other ways of having fun.
Everybody's entitled to their own opinion, and I do definitely thank you for yours. Next comment, please.
All right, this is Lucy DC calling on Saturday, the 7th of July, 1979-er. And I'm a little disappointed in you people. About 2-3 weeks ago, I left my comment about the Bernays for President campaign. And I thought I'd let you know how it's going. Well, so far we haven't heard from one people who's going to vote for him. And we need your help. So far, no one is voting for him. And come on, you guys, get on the ball. We need it. Man, it's not worth all the time and energy putting into this thing if you're not going to be out there voting for him. So I'm just sending people calling up and say, I'm voting for Al in 1980. Or whatever, you know, leave a comment how we can improve our campaign, anything. We really need your help because we're doing this for you because we know you want to see Al in the office. And we need some help. You want to know how you people feel. And so far, we haven't heard from anybody. So come on, you guys, get with it and get out there and vote for Al in 80. This is ACDC. I bid you good day.
Yes, I'd like to find out one people that is going to vote for Al. That's proper grammar. I mean, really now, it's person, not people. I have no objection to the campaign, although I would like to have somebody get Al's opinion on this. Next.
All right, this is ACDC calling on Saturday for one more time. And Bruce, if anybody on the Why Not staff knows what's going on with feedback, I'd sure like to know, because I called it last night and also this morning, and it was diverting to 411. And I don't know what's going on there, and I'd like to know. Because, you know, I haven't heard any French horn tips for quite a while. And last weekend he was running a conference for the majority of the weekend. And this weekend he's diverting to information. So, you know, I just want to know if you guys know what's going on, or if you can contact Brian and find out. Because I'd like to know, and I'm sure a lot of other people out there are just as puzzled as I am. So, you know, try to get an answer for me. If you can't, well, I guess I'll understand, sort of. So this is ACDC. I bid you all good day.
Okay, he's doing all sorts of different, various, weird, and crazy things with feedback. Rumor has it that in Monday he had a dump quiz, and he's going to be playing musical phones sometime in the near future, and he's also been playing some old fun phone when he's not doing something else on it. So feedback is not down. It's still kicking, but keep an eye on that. I'm interested in what's going on with feedback. Next.
Yeah, I'd just like to thank good old Ma Bell for giving us telephones so we could illegally use them in phone freaking. Thank you, Ma.
Amen.
Yeah, I got one of those Why Not Entertainment lists, you know, which are really good. I called this number, the Queen number in New Orleans, 504-393-1111. They told me to call a number out here, 982-1199, so I called that, and it just rings. I mean, that just goes ring, and it doesn't stop. Now, what is this, and is it kind of working, or what's going on? Oh, that's about all, so that.
Now, that's a trick number that he has it forwarding to just to confuse and enlighten people, and also it doesn't suit for the people out of area. No, Mountain Bill had to move, so he had to shut down Doi Kwa. Who knows? I have an idea that where he moved to, and he just might want to reopen Doi Kwa, but under a different name, you know, totally new joke line. Might even leave this one up after he leaves. Who knows? But we'll let him tell us what he's going to be doing in the near future. I don't know what that other number was originally supposed to be for. It's probably a fluke. You get connected up to the ring generator or something. Whatever. Next.
Yeah, I really don't have much to say. This is Mark from Crown Hills. On Saturday night, about 11:30. Say, I'm wondering how often you're taking comments. Obviously, you have the playback tape. But that's about it. Just remember Bong's rule. So everyone get high. That's it.
Okay, he's wondering about when we're taking comments and all that other stuff. Well, I'll go through the schedule again for all of you people who have either just started calling us or are wondering what the policy is at the moment. As of the moment, the policy is input Friday if we don't get enough input, as we haven't been getting in the past. We'll let the input run through Saturday. Then we'll put on either a special feature or last week's comment tape for more people to hear it until we get the comment tape made up, which can take anywhere from Saturday night anywhere through Monday or Tuesday if we're really busy doing other stuff. And as it is, this one's being issued, I think it's being issued Wednesday morning. I mean, we're really late. I'm going to run this as a special feature for this week. So tell your friends it'll be on Saturday night, Sunday, Monday, whenever, until I get the next one made. Other than that, I do agree with him. Bongs do rule. I mean, joints are just a little raspy to try to use. I've gone both ways, but I really don't get turned on my pot either way. So be it. Next comment.
This is the one I'm free to go and ask a couple comments that I would like to ask. Where is Kevin of Canoga Park? What happened to him? And who is KC? Is that Kevin of Canoga Park? Is that your leader who's writing the bill? I want to ask, how old are all of you guys? How long did it actually take to set up Why Not from the time you got your idea? What are you guys' hobbies? And I want to ask, how do you get the new voices onto the loop-to-loop? Do you splice in extra tape after questions? Like a question that I'm asking. How do you answer them without running into the next comment? And last but not least, when you answer people's questions, why don't you ever say their names? Like, in answer to your question, ACDC, you only say, in answer to your question, you never mention their names. I was just kind of curious about that. I appreciate it for the answers. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Okay, in answer to your question, Mr. ACDC, let me see if I can get this all straight because you got so dang many ones. Mr. Kevin Canoga Park, also known as Lynn Woodland Hills now, or his true name of the Torch Woodland Hills, he's over gallivanting over in France. God only knows why. KC is not his initials. That's KC Arlita, our official Braille typist and unofficial member of the Why Not staff. Let's see if I can remember some of these other things. Let's see, Casey's 14, I'm 18, Steve Bullock-Gangin's 18, Lynn's almost 19. Whoa, it took us about 3 months to get up and about 4.5 months to get into comments. I think that's about it. Anything I've forgotten, I will get on the next week's tape. Don't leave me 3 mile questions like that, please, folks. If you're going to ask a lot of questions, just make it fast and then I can remember them all while I'm doing it. Oh, and he's wondering how we're dumbing it up. What I'm doing now, I am going through and getting all the good comments out, putting them on one tape. I have two cassette recorders, both of them with pause buttons, and I put the tape of all the good comments with about a 2 second space in between them on one. And I leave the second one rolling while I'm recording, and I leave the mic hot, and as your comment comes in, I've got it on tape deck 1, and 2 is recording, and then as your comment's done, I stop that one, and put on the reply, and then restart the other one, and it goes a lot faster, I think it's a lot more spontaneous, and we're going to do it more this way in the future. Next comment, please, is I release the pause button.
Gee, I wasn't really prepared for this one, but I think someone ought to tell
supersonic line person that he better get his stuff going.
I have a strange feeling that supersonic is a hoax, and from now on I'm not going to be playing any more numbers that anybody gives me on this tape unless they're authenticated and they're actually working, and I don't give a damn if you say that you're going to be up in a day if you're up already. If I don't call that number and get a recording, it ain't going to go on this line, folks. Sorry, but I've had too many flukes getting by me, or I've put on a disconnect recording number, whatever.
Yeah, I was just wondering how much this equipment cost you and if you want it or not.
This equipment did not cost us that much, and we do not rent it. We're using on-the-line output. We have a Pioneer 4-track, 8-track, actually 4 or 8-track player for the intro loop, and an Expo XA90 auto-reverse for playing it. We record them on Sankyo STD1700 home decks, and our machine, which we have the input on right now, is a Sonex auto-reverse home deck. next.
This is Suzanne of Fountain Valley, and this is the first time I try to call this and I get input. I really want to hear your line.
Okay, well, call back when we're playing output then.
Well, hey, this is the Shadow from the beach area. My comment is just this, that no one, and I mean no one, should have to pay to park down by the ocean when going to the beach for one day, because in some areas it's just too much. $2, in my opinion, is just too damn much money to pay, considering the price of gas. Take it easy out there, fellow payers.
I mean, really, even at 22 miles to the gallon in the Wyandotte official Corvair, we still have problems paying for gas. I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah, some guy called up, and he gave out the same number he says he's going to have, 783-2112. Well, guy's probably lying, because that number hasn't been working. I've tried it since Tuesday. It definitely said it'd be working, and it isn't working, so do you know what's gonna, if the guy was lying or what, you know, just joking around? I'd like to know. Thank you.
Well, I don't know whether he was joking around or it's ever going to get up or it was just a hoax, but like I said, from now on, if the recording ain't up yet, the line number ain't going to go out over this line. Sorry, but we ain't going to do it.
Hello, this is the wild and crazy guy. I've got a question. I'd like to know a number. On feedback conference, which they're running now, I got from someone a line called, it's not a line actually, it's a phone company service called Ringback, where you dial a number, a four-digit number, wait 3 seconds, then dial a single digit, and you hang up, and you will get a ring on your phone. I'd like to know a number, any of those numbers that you know, local 213, please. Any number I'd like to know. All of them, please, if you know any of them. So if you know any of them, I'd appreciate it if you gave me as many as you know. Thank you, and don't get caught with an arrow through your head. Goodbye.
Okay, a couple of ringbacks before we run out of tape here. If you're on EAX General, dial your own number, quickly hang up, it'll ring back. If you're on Crossbar, dial 252, the last four digits of your number, click it, and then hang up, and it'll ring back. Or if you're on ESS, dial 195, the last five digits, and then it will ring back after you click it a couple times and get a tone. We're about out of tape, so we'll repeat on side two momentarily. So as they say on feedback, hang on.
Yeah, this is Mark Woodland Hills, and it's about 27 after 6 on Friday night. I just want to say the tape last week wasn't so hot, but hopefully this will be better. And does anybody out there know if Supersonic has a conference going right now? Okay, bye.
As far as we know, Supersonic hasn't got anything going right now, but who knows?
Hello, this is Mark from Granada Hills, calling on June 27th, and all I want to ask is, I'd like to know if you're going to be having any kind of party, like Van Nuys Conference is going to be having. And that's all I've got to ask. That's it. Thank you.
Well, we're trying to arrange a party, but we're working on it right now. We aren't going to give you any of the details until we get everything worked out, but we are working on the problem. Next.
I believe at one time you said you accept advertisements. So, consequently, I have a Dural 311 answering machine for sale. This is Dave Canoga Park, and it's an excellent, probably one of the best answering machines on the market. The only thing it doesn't have is a remote, everything else. Play, record, tape counter, message counter, I should say, and a calling party control circuit. So, if you're interested, please leave a comment on next tape. Thank you, and goodbye.
Okay, I didn't catch who that was selling that tape deck, but if you are selling it, leave your number on the next input. And anybody else that is interested, also, that is interested in getting this tape deck, leave your number on the input, and I will give you his number, and you can call him and discuss the deal with him. We don't mind putting on little ads like this, but please make them a little briefer. You know, just say, hey, I got a good answering machine up for sale, so-and-so model, so-and-so this, so-and-so that. Leave a comment on the input tape. I'll do it like that. Next comment, please.
This is ACDC calling on Friday night at 11 o'clock and currently Make Me Laugh is on the television. And I'd like to leave a comment directed to Brian W. Feedback. And I would like to compliment Brian on his dump quiz. He ran last Monday. It was an excellent quiz, and it turned out that Dan of Van Nuys won, and hope he runs more. And also next week, I believe on Monday, I'm not sure, Brian will be running musical phones, so all you musical phone fans can call up and try your luck. Also, currently, Feedback is running very similar to the Diverter. In fact, it's the same as a diverter, 24 hours, and it's a two-party connection, and the value number for the Feedback Conference connection is still, and forever will be, 995-7799. That's all I have to say this time. This is ACDC. I bid you good day.
Yes, isn't it amazing how often we hear from Mr. ACDC? I think he's the only person who leaves us a good comment. Come on. I think we've pushed this subject on other tapes before, but people, if you're listening to this line, leave us your ideas, suggestions, gripes, comments. If you don't like the gas crisis, if you don't like your teacher, if you don't like your mother, you know, let us know about it, and we'll be glad to let other people share in your sorrows, your joys, your anxieties, your frustrations. Use it as a public a notice line to let people know that something is going on in phones, something you'd like to let everybody know about in phones, and also listen for exciting new phone news. I mean, I really like to see this line go more in that line. We're really not getting into too deep of stuff. I'd like to get into some real heavy issues. I'd like us to get into some really nice news gathering and distributing. Come on, people. Let's use it like that. This is the one medium that phone freaks can really keep together and find out what's going on in a mass group. So use it like it. So with that thought in mind, I'd like you to go on to the next comment, then. Ha-ha. Nice segue, wasn't it? Thank you.
Okay. I haven't left a comment here before, but I have a question. Every time I call in, you're taking comments. I never hear these comments played back. Why is that? Will we ever hear a comment tape? Thank you.
You will if you don't keep calling on Fridays and Saturdays next.
Yeah, this is Mark with the Pills again at 20 minutes to 12. And I just want to express a gripe that a lot of people have said before. got those loop lines, and they're just, I mean, they're getting worse and worse. More people just sit there and they whisper you. I mean, they don't even do anything. They don't say nothing. I mean, I wish there was some way you could get them off, but there really isn't. And I was today, you know, I was on feedback, and I was talking to Bob from, well, it's a Hollywood, and, you know, he's from the film company, and, I mean, those extenders are great, and he says a lot of people get caught from, and, you know, that's kind of hard to believe, but it's just assume that it's true, but it's just a warning to the people using the extenders. Okay, this is Mark
Woodenhill
signing off.
Oh, yes, we must state that it is pretty easy for them to bust you if they don't like you to use an extenders. They have programs in the toll offices looking for people who are dialing too many 800 numbers and people that are dialing too many information calls. And if they don't like you, they'll put a detector on your line listening for MF, which is blue box tones, or 2600 hertz whistle off. And if they hear many of those, then they're going to start putting call recorders on your line, and they'll really come down on you. So you must use those sort of things either in moderation or from a payphone. This is a Why Not Public Service notice. Don't do it from home, or at least don't do it much from home. They do have ways of finding out you're doing it. With that in mind, on the next comment.
I didn't know you were taking comments, and I didn't have anything to say, so bye.
If more people would do that instead of leaving dumb comments, we'd have a much nicer line.
I wish you would get to be something like Steve or Uncle Bill's or Luke. You haven't been doing anything lately except leave comments saying you have mailbag. And just like I said, if you're not doing anything, great, that's maybe why not a lot of people are calling you.
Well, as soon as we get the touchtone system up, we will have jokes on another loop. Another reminder, then, is if your people would like to get 6 free months edition of the Why Not newsletter, send us your best idea for a schematic for a low distortion 24-volt amplifier for between a phone line 600-ohm and a Melco KT19 tone switcher, which is going to be used on the Why Not touchtone access system. We need a good schematic for that. If you'd just like to subscribe to the newsletter, it's 25 cents an issue, please in multiples of a dollar, and please not more than $3 at a time. Send your name and address to Why Not, Post Office Box 3904, Woodland Hills, California, 91365. That address again is Why Not, Post Office Box 3904, Woodland Hills, California, 91365. Order today. Order today. But order today. Yeah. Well, I believe we're just about out of comments for the week, so hold on one moment, and we will momentarily go into the Why Not mailbag. Yeah. And we'll go through some of the interesting mail of the Why Not staff. Stand by. Yes, and we have 3 letters in the mailbag this week. Uh-huh. Yes, sir. And one of them is coming in to us from, let's see here. Open her up here. Ah, yes. Mark Granada Hills sends us a letter. Dear sirs, strange, you never know a guy in there addressing a dear sir. Please send me a copy of your newsletter and telephone entertainment line list. I would like to know how much it would cost for a 1-year subscription to your newsletter. If you didn't catch that, it's $3 a year for the subscription to the newsletter. And thank you, Mark. He said thank you when he signed it when he was putting his address on it. Well, whatever. Thank you very much and for the letter. Now, let's see here. On to the next one on the stack. Paperwork I got a desk here is so full of junk. See here. Oh, this is from Lisa Tarzana. Lisa just sends us a quick note. Please send me the list of joke lines that you mentioned on your tape. Thank you. And Lisa will also send you the newsletter as a special bonus. I mean, it's because if you send us a subaddress stamped envelope, you get both of them. If you're subscribing, you'll get each copy of the joke line list as it's revised, but we have revisions if we're not retyping the whole thing in the newsletter. Let's see here. And then we have one more from Diane, and Diane is from, postmark Van Nuys. I seem to have lost what town she happens to live in. But Diane says, "Dear Wynot, can I have a copy of the phone numbers and last month's and this month's newsletter? Enclosed is a dollar that pays for the next 2 months' subscription." And quite right, we'll take subscriptions. It's not we're not trying to make money on the subscriptions, mind you. It's just basically to cover 15 cents for postage and a dime for Xerox costs and other incidental things, you know, liquid paper, correct type, stuff like that. That's about it for the mailbag. So, oh well, like I said, that's about it for the mailbag for this week. So, since we've got a minute or two of extra tape here at the end, we'll just we got a few numbers that you might want to write down. Quick, grab your pencil, your pen, your paper. While you're grabbing a little bit of CJB. Yes, we've got to mention a few of the lines around the area. Of course, you've dialed Why Not, of course. A few other lines that are up in the area right now. We're having a little problem with feedback at 989-3399, but that should be cured any day now. I don't know what's going on with that. There's also feedback, and he's at 995-7799 is the Valley Diverter. 982-699 and 6669, and let's see here. He's doing all sorts of weird, wacko things. Of course, Uncle Freaky's free phone at 902-1999, and the input number, which is right now just got a tape on it, 902-1669. But as I understand, he's having a little trouble with that machine. So there's, again, nothing on it. But who knows? And, a few other strange and unusual recordings in the area that I've gotten from Uncle Freaky. If you want to hear of some interesting stuff from the National Socialist White People's Party and just get sick to what the Nazis are thinking around the area, you can find out that on 761-2155. Please, on all these numbers that I'm giving you, check and make sure that you're local to them so that you don't end up having a 3-ton phone bill at the end of the month. let's see, what else have we got in the interesting numbers department? Let's see here. Yes, there's a few interesting numbers for Dial-A-Disc in London if you want to listen. You might have a hard time getting through to it. It does soup, so I would suggest using alternate methods. But London, and they give record views at 011-441-160, and either dial four zeros after that as 160-0000, or you might try getting the international operator and ask her for 160 London. Or there's also Dollar Story London, and between 6 and 8 p.m. London, I think, is the time. They have different bedtime stories. They also have other interesting stuff during the day on that number. It's again London, 011-441-2468-000, or get the international operator and ask her for London 2468. Well, that's about all we have on the tape for this week. Please stand by. Your autoverse on the side one.